This is another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie on your community radio station, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough, with your host, Tofu Dave. And today, we've got a real special author here, John Daly, the author of Tough, Rugged Bastards. I guess I can say that on the air.
I'm excited to be here.
Well, great to talk to you. This is a memoir of a life in Marine Special Ops. Again, Tough, Rugged Bastards. And, well, you sound a little nicer than that. Give me a quick summary. What was your motivation in writing this book?
Really, to tell the story. I think a lot of times there's a gulf between those of us that served in the military and those who haven't. And it's by far the vast percentage of the population that hasn't. A lot of military books and military memoir are really kind of devoted to tales of chest beating, the grandeur of being in the military, particularly ones related to special operations. And I wanted to tell my story, as I say in there a million times, a guy who had a lot of really lucky breaks, and a guy who just, had to work really hard to have the opportunities that I did. But I think that there's a chance to make sure that the civilian community, all Americans, understand, what it is, what it means to serve the military, particularly over the 20 years of the global war on terror.
And you had, when I read your bio, sort of an interesting background. You joined up at 17. You were in for quite a while, and you ended up in really a training, I might say teaching capacity, it sounds like, from what I read in the book. And then in 2018, you went back to school at UNCW, a great school, and got your MFA in creative writing. That does not sound like the typical path for a guy like you.
No, I don't think that it is. I was, not the only veteran that was in the program, but I was the only veteran in my cohort. So that was, I've said this, a lot of times, I was more nervous, walking into that classroom, I think, than I was walking down the streets of Fallujah, in 2004. It was an incredible learning experience, and it was really an opportunity for me to kind of bridge the divide. I had been in the military and the Marine Corps since I was 17. I really hadn't spent a lot of time with anyone outside of the military. So I found the entire community at UNCW, particularly the writing community, to be incredibly welcoming and helpful. And, I learned so much during that time. So that definitely gave me the kind of the confidence that I needed to set about this project of chronicling, a portion of my life.
And I want to get into some of that. I want to read you back later a quote from your book. But this is a quickie, so I'm just going to keep pushing ahead here. I'm going to ask you some difficult questions as well. I don't want to give away a lot of what's in the book. There's a lot of good detail and interesting stuff. But one of the things that I'm not sure that I got out of the book, in your later life, and you're teaching younger guys coming in, we get into this whole thing of the law, which covers how you're supposed to act, both in daily life, civilian life, and in warfare, and then ethics and morality. How do you address that in your training of younger guys? Sort of, to put it bluntly, there's a gray areas between the law and our morality. How does one judge that kind of thing when you're out in the
field? It's tough. I mean, we ask our young service members to take on a very, very hard challenge. Fortunately, I was a little bit older and been around a little bit, but it's imperative that we fight within the rules. Some people might say that's crazy, but we do enough harm to those that we send in harm's way, exacerbating that by making them think that it's okay to violate the laws or their
do things they shouldn't do. Let's put it like that.
Right. So we're already doing that. We're already saying, hey, you need to go out and shoot it, shoot these people. Making sure that we're following the rules as they're set out, you know, the rules of warfare, which, you know, some might say is an oxymoron, but they exist. And I feel that if you operate within them, you know, it's critical to upholding the things that we believe in as Americans.
And again, as to the extent you might feel comfortable talking about it, were you, did you ever have personal situations in which you just had to say, hold on a second, nope, I'm not going to do that?
I did. I don't get into that aspect of it, but I do talk one of the situations very early in Afghanistan in 2001. It was a situation where I had to say, hey, we're not going to do this. We'll find another way to do what you want us to do, but we're not going to do it the way that you suggested, because there was, you know, certainly concerns of not wanting to put my people in a position where they would do something that they would later regret.
Well said, well said. And I know you also have a Substack column that you're writing, Think, Read, Write, and Repeat, sort of thoughts on how to develop your own both physical and mental fitness. Are you still doing that?
I do. I actually just recently, in the past week or two, changed the name to Walking Point, which had kind of always been the theme on the military, on a patrol. Somebody has to be out front. And
the idea is that in your
lives, we've got to be on point. You know, there's a lot of people that will try to lead you, but you're going to wind up going where they want to go. So it's really the same message. It just changed the title to better reflect, I guess, my philosophy.
I like it. Well, you know, this is real quick. We're moving along. Your book is called Tough, Rugged Bastards, a Memoir in the Life of Marine Special Ops. John Daly here. Really great talking to you about all this. You have any last thoughts you want to leave with the Chapel Hill, Carbora listening audience?
I am trying to set up some readings up that way, so I'll be putting out more information on that at my website, jadaly.com. The book actually comes out on the 13th of August, so it's still in pre-order stage, but it's available anywhere that you buy books. Or also links at that email, jadaly.com.
All righty, Tough Rugged Bastard. Thank you, John, for being with us on this edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie on Community Radio, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill. And Carver, this is your host, Tofu Dave. We'll see you again the next time.